This is the guitar work of Stephen Wade. His latest CD is called Across the Ameriki. And Steve, many years ago, invented one of the theatrical sensations of the last 50 years, a show called Banjo Dancing, which wound up playing in, played here for about a year, and then it went to Washington and played for six solid years. This may be the kind of show that should be put into Theater on the Lake, but I'm not telling the people who run Theater on the Lake their business. I'm joined by General Manager Susan Nickel and the President of Lakefront Hospitality Group, which is going to run the place, John Wren, who both happen to be friends of Mike Houlihan, but I guess everybody in the world's friends with Mike Houlihan. Thanks for coming in, you two.
A pleasure to be here, Rick, and Houli's a tough act to follow.
He's always a tough act to follow. Theater on the Lake, which I have to assume is familiar to every single person who has ever driven on Lakeshore Drive, has been, if not ignored for the last 3 years, kind of empty and sad except for an annual Halloween party. And before that, it was simply used as a theater space. It's a beautiful, beautiful prairie-style building. Last year, the Lakefront Hospitality Group got the chance to bid on resurrecting that building, and you won the bid and you started that. I was up there Friday, and even as forklift filled as it was, say that 10 times, it's so magnificent. You both, Susan and John, are lifelong Chicagoans. That building has meaning for you. Susan, you grew up with, you know, one of 340 kids or something just west of that area in the DePaul area, and you knew it as a child, right?
Yeah, that's right. The campus is extremely special to me. I am one of 13, which is close to 300 something, but it was the campus's site of my childhood. Beach and the theater is a place that is special as well, because my mother and I attended and had season tickets, so we attended shows on a regular basis.
And John, you would, as a driving back and forth from your family's home on the north side, now you'd see it all the time. And being in the hospitality industry, you must have said to yourself, man, someone should be using this, because it was used in a very limited fashion. It was built as a sanitarium to help kids with tuberculosis, because fresh air, there were no windows, there were screens, fresh air would help the kids, which inhibits it from being used for the rest of the savage weather we have here. Did you think that? You must have said, wait a minute, this is a great unused space.
Well, absolutely. I mean, having driven by it countless times and ridden my bike countless times, run by it countless times, it's just a place that, you know, has breathtaking views. And it really was a grand old building that needed a lot of TLC to resurrect it, as you said. And when the opportunity presented itself, we were really excited about, you know, trying to become a part of the team that put it back together.
Well, it's not an inexpensive venture for you. It's many millions of dollars to take what it was basically, I guess, a shell. You were dealing with basically a shell of a building to turn it into. You must have, in talking and getting Susan on board and some of your other colleagues, it must have been a grand adventure to think, okay, now what can we really do with this building? What other, it's a no-brainer to say, well, we'll put a theater in here and have a bar and maybe a little restaurant, but it's so much more.
It really is. We'll have all the things you just mentioned. We'll be able to present tons of cultural offerings, and I should say we have a great partner in the Chicago Park District.
Sure.
And we will be working with them on some theater performances. We'll restore some of the Theater on the Lake programming that's traditionally been there, which we're looking forward to. So next summer, Theater on the Lake will be back at Theater on the Lake for some performances. So we're excited about that. We also partnered with Joe Shanahan from the Metro, who's...
See, you know, that's a real get. I have known Joe for a very, very long time, and there is no more committed, independent music promoter that I've met in my life. I like the guys from Jam Productions, but what Joe does is vastly different than that. And he's been doing it. You know, the amazing thing about Joe, and I think we talked about this, Susan, when we saw him get out of a cab last Friday, is his continued enthusiasm for the new.
Right. I mean, he mentioned what keeps him going is just a pure love of music, and that he calls himself a fan. And that's what it is. John has really assembled a team of fans of not only the building, but of Chicago at large. And he's an iconic Chicago figure. The building is just a Chicago icon. So collectively, we feel we have a great team to just really start to look at all the potential there is, because every day someone comes by and inspires us. And I think Joe was really part of that big inspiration for us seeing what the vision could be.
John Renn, was anyway, that had to be a priority of yours, to, you're a Chicagoan, to gather other people. You didn't want to go to someone, I suppose, and if they had said, you said, well, I'm, you know, remaking and resurrecting Theater on the Lake, and if they had said, well, like, what's that, you would have said, okay, see ya, I'm assuming. Maybe you're a nicer guy than that, but I can assume that that might have been your attitude.
It was really important to keep it local, and every chance we could, we followed that. And Joe's a perfect example. I mean, Joe's really perfect example of the whole team. As Susan mentioned, we put together a great team, been blessed to have everybody be a part of that. The great thing is, you know, Joe became an instant friend. You know, you meet Joe once or twice,
yeah,
he's your
no
friend
kidding.
Forever. And a lot of the people on the team are exactly like that. And I like to say that everybody has their specific, you know, excellent attributes to bring to the team, and industry-specific attributes.
Sure.
But the great thing is there's not anybody on our team you wouldn't want to sit down and have a beer with, have a sandwich with. You
see,
know,
that's something I sense when I was up there for an hour or two on Friday. There's a sort of easy, collaborative nature to you folks. You may have snowed me, but I don't think so. There's a very easy, collaborative nature where no one is, you know, Joe is not, well, I'm going to do this in here. And Cletus Friedman, the renowned chef and fascinating character, too, he's going to be in charge of the restaurant, which will be kind of I hate the word upscale. How would you in the hospitality, it's not going to be hot dogs and how would you in the hospitality industry label the
sure.
restaurant?
We would say that there's going to be something for everyone, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to come in and fine dining is what you're looking for, we'll have some great offerings that Cletus will curate for us. But you can also get a hamburger and your favorite beer and just relax, enjoy the environment. But it will be a very welcoming environment.
You can tell that now.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you guys, frankly, it was a mess when I saw it Friday. And it will be opening in a kind of informal kind of way within about some time in the next couple of weeks. I mean, there are little things to do and T's to cross and I's to dot, but it will be opening in the next couple of weeks, right?
Coming soon, we'd like to say.
Yeah, coming soon
coming
to a
soon.
Theater near you.
Yeah, and I think Cletus would describe what he's going to be offering as classic or upscale Midwestern fare,
yeah.
You know, tavern
He's
fare.
Very big on farm-to-table kind of stuff, too. He's a very inventive, clever guy.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have him and the fact that he was available and came on board months ago to really work with John on the vision was important. And, you know, we say that he was doing farm to table before anyone was doing farm to table. So he
That's
really
true.
Was the leader. And so he has a great following and people are excited to see what he has to offer. So that's
yeah, he seemed happy up there riding around in a little cart. How soon do you think it'll be before Mike Houlihan calls you and says, we want to do the Skinny and Hooli show live from the stage up there?
Well, he's got a pretty long contract at Lizzie McNeil's, so we not sure we can bring him over. But.
The whole idea of Mike with a contract is something that boggles my mind. John, it was an arduous process. This Mayor Emanuel sort of floated this idea. The idea was bouncing around once Theater on the Lake formally stopped being Theater on the Lake about, I think, at the end of the 2013 season. And nobody wanted to abandon this space, but and you got involved right away. There were bids and rebids and rebids and rethinking of the whole thing. Did either of you ever fear, and I was thinking the same thing writing the story today that'll be in Sunday's paper about these two fine people and their colleagues and the place itself. Did you guys ever fear that, man, they might just, it could be torn down, it could... Because it was not in great shape.
No, I never. I think that's where the mayor and the park district really came in. Is I think they were committed to having this kind of gem on the lakefront repolished, as we like to say. And it's, you know, we're thankful that they gave us the task and chose us to do it. But I think they were committed to that. I really believe the park district wants us to succeed. The mayor wants it to succeed, and they've both been fantastic partners.
Well, and the
throughout.
Alderman too.
The alderman Smith has been great and supportive, and so everybody really wants it to succeed. It's one of the great places on our lakefront. I mean, we have the beautiful lakefront, and every time you go by it, you know, something else jumps at you. I've lived in Chicago my whole life, and it's just something about it. And we hope this is the latest, greatest thing that will jump at people.
Yeah, in writing this story, which I was writing today, and right after I finished filling in for John Williams, I was considering that nothing like this. I mean, it was built by, designed and built and paid for by the former editor-publisher of the Chicago Daily News as a charitable endeavor, and then went through these weird phases where it was like a USO hall, then it hosted barn dances, then it had the Halloween shows. You know, and I don't want to make too much of this, that you guys are in for running what is going to be a showplace that will be envied, if not just across this country, everywhere. It's unique in that it's not Castaways, and I like the Boathouse at North Avenue. It's a fine building, but it doesn't have that kind of history, and it doesn't have that kind of cultural clout.
It is going to be fantastic. What we really like about it is the whole campus. The building is beautiful, and we really tried to maintain the character that is already there. This will be the first time, and people are always amazed when they come down at how big it is. Because, like myself, like Susan, like yourself, Rick, people have driven by it, biked by it, run by it.
I've been in there, yeah.
And it's really so much bigger than it looks from the outside. So it enables us to do a lot of different things. Like we said, cultural offerings, plays.
Weddings,
private events, galas, fundraisers.
Benefits.
Absolutely. And we have, you know, professional staff through and through. Our sales team, it's a sales professional, Jay Widener, who's been on board for a long time, and he's handling that end of it. He's so excited. Every time we bring a new caterer, new events person by, they get, you know, their intrigue just goes through the roof.
They must almost faint. I've got these two nice people, Susan Nickel, who's the general manager of Theater on the Lake, and John Wren, who is the president of Lake Hospitality Group, which has enabled this place to come back to life. John Wren, he's the president of Lakefront Hospitality Group, which bid on the chance to remake, to resurrect Theater on the Lake, and Susan Nickel, who is the general manager. Did you know Susan for a while? Because yeah. Being the general manager, I know you're there, and these two have been there every single day. I think you broke ground in December, and you can't keep building all winter long, but you have been there virtually every single day since, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, Susan and I have known each other since high school, so it's been a long time. Won't get into exactly how many years.
Okay. But you thought to yourself, well, she'd be perfect for this.
The whole time, I always thought I was... You know, Susan has done a terrific job as executive director of Special Olympics Chicago. Forever. And I thought this was right up her alley. She's been an event professional her whole life, had her own event production and management company, and thought she would be a perfect person for the role. Wasn't sure it was going to actually work out in terms of her being able to do it. Yeah. And when it did, I couldn't have been happier.
Well, but her enthusiasm and knowledge and passion is really palpable, John, as is yours. I mean, that's one of the things that so impressed me meeting you guys on Friday. Seeing the place impressed me plenty, too, because it is kind of a part of a new Chicago. The Army Corps of Engineers spent, you know, 30-some million dollars to protect what was the evaporating, eroding seawall at Fullerton to help separate the bike and people path and to create this beautiful sort of mesa of roughly 6 acres that juts out to the south and east from your facility. That's a bonus that you couldn't buy or even imagine.
No, it really is. I mean, I like to thank, you know, I think our construction team's the best.
You know,
Mark DeMarsh and Jimmy McLaughlin have done a fantastic job renovating this building with us, along with Kaufman O'Neill Architects. But the architects that came and the builders that came before them really were the Army Corps of Engineers, because through the Lakeshore Revetment Project, and there was numerous government agencies had to be involved with that. They did a fantastic job.
When you think of all the different agencies and bureaucracies involved, the fact that they created something that I think is magnificent, you tried it out. That's kind of yours to use a business term, to fool around with, too. You can do things out there because it's part of the campus of your Theater on the Lake facility, but it extends. There's a little turnaround where cars can drop people off, and you'll park them, valet park them just to the west at either the zoo or the that other big, huge lot near Diversey Harbor. And it's also the underpass of the Outer Drive is also newly embellished, right?
Right. Yeah, there's a beautiful new mural that they're just finishing, and those funds were raised by private donations. And that should be finished in the next couple of weeks. So I think what we really want to stress is that people should come down. It's Chicago's front yard. We're the caretakers of this. And I know I speak for John and myself when we say that it's a privilege and honor to be the management team behind it. But we want people to feel that our patio is their front porch. Come on down, have an iced tea, look at the skyline. We are calling the patio the Skyline Patio, and there's a good reason. People should come down and check out that view once we open. But also there's different rooms around the campus. There's an area that we call the Grotto, which is right off our Circle Drive.
Right.
And then
right.
The huge field, Rick, is probably 3 acres of our 6 acres. So.
Yeah.
It's very large. We just had a very successful viewing party for the Aaron Waters Show. People came down. There was a small section for people to enjoy food and beverage, but a rather large section where people could come down and, you know, felt like they were part of the show with the planes. You could almost touch the planes, but it all went very well. But again, it's the community's front yard. And
oh, you can tell. You,
yeah.
You could tell even when I was there for a couple hours, and I'm sure you saw this every day, John Wren and Susan Nickel, that people wander by. They have a memory of the place. They have a memory, as you both do, of driving by or coming by, and the joy on their faces to see something of their past saved. You must see, people must walk in there every day, don't they?
Really,
what are you doing? What are you going to do? What's this going to be?
The feedback has been incredibly positive, you know, through and through, and everybody thanking us and, you know, for restoring this great building. And just this weekend at the Aaron Waters Show alone, the feedback couldn't have been more positive about the Lakefront Green, which is our big area out there, and which provides us just endless possibilities of festivals, of things in the future that we can do. And we'll learn some of that as we go, because every week there's some new set of ideas that comes up that we really
can do. See, this is also the really interesting thing for me as an observer, what you two are going to go through, is this is a very organic place. Nothing here is set in stone. Yes, you can have a theater production at the North End where there's a stage, okay, duh. But there are so many other spaces. And Joe Shanahan was talking about possibilities of poetry readings and readings in general and all sorts of things. That is the exciting thing for the two of you and your colleagues and other things. What would you love? I'm sure you'd love to see, like, the Rolling Stones play there. But, do you have any... I guess your dreams, it's a place where your dreams can come true. If you dream it, you might be able to make it happen, don't you think,
yeah,
Susan?
I think that we want the campus to be alive, but also for it to be a peaceful place as well. We want to respect the cyclists, the walkers, the bikers. The widened bike and pedestrian path starts just on the east side of our building.
Yep.
Literally, when people come around the corner from Diversey, that's where the new path is. So the Park District and the city took great measures to widen what was one of the most congested parts of it.
Oh, it's horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah. It is now one of the best, so people have to come by. But there will be traffic, and there will be pedestrian traffic. So our goal is for it to stay a lovely place while being lively, if that's possible. And so we don't want to rush into anything. We're taking you know, the opinion of experts and working with the Park District on what they want to see and talking to people about what offerings they would like to enjoy.
Well, it is. I mean, you have to. It's like moving in. It's very much like moving into a new neighborhood, and you have to figure out how to coexist as pleasantly as possible with your neighbors. And in essence, the entire city, everybody in this city is your neighbor.
Absolutely. I mean, Chicago's, you know, big city, but a very small town in so many ways. And we want that to be present at Theater on the Lake at our campus. And we think it will be. It's a family feel. It's a family. My own wife, you know, Maggie, I wouldn't be doing this without her support.
She was there with one of your kids. I mean, it's like, yeah.
And you know, it's been great, you know, and so we're just looking forward again to bringing it to life. And
well, you too. You'll read what I think of you in Sunday's Tribune, which will probably be available online in this new world in which we live, either tomorrow or Friday. And there's some nice pictures of you too. but I greatly, greatly admire what you you've done so far, and I can sense from having been in the place what the possibilities are. And you got a guy like Joe Shanahan working with you. It's like the A team. This is a better team in its way than the Cubs. He maybe not play baseball, but it's Chicago's number one team. Thank you both, Susan Nickel, who is the general manager of this astonishing facility, and John Wren, who is president of Lakefront Hospitality Group, is literally responsible for making it happen. Thank you both.
Thanks so much, Rick.
We'll be back after a short commercial break, and then I will get out of here.